I'm talking to Rebecca Seidel, Performance Auditor at Audit Scotland, about Audit Scotland's latest report, Improving Energy Efficiency, a follow-up report. Rebecca, what's this report about?
This report re-evaluates the performance of the public sector in improving its energy efficiency in both buildings and transport use. It looks at what's happened since we published a report 2 years ago.
And what have you found?
We found that action has been taken at both a national and a local level to improve energy efficiency. In recent years, the amount of energy used by the public sector hasn't changed, but its spending on energy has risen by 21% due to rising energy prices. The public sector now spends over £322 million a year on energy. So it's really important that action to reduce energy use accelerates to help minimise the impact of predicted energy price rises and to help reduce emissions.
Why is energy efficiency so important in the public sector? I mean, why should the person on the street care about this issue?
Improving energy efficiency is important for both financial and environmental reasons. The public sector faces financial pressures and needs to reduce its spending. Public bodies spend over £322 million a year on energy, and energy prices are predicted to rise. So it's really important that public bodies reduce their energy use to help minimise the impact of this. Reducing energy use can also help contribute towards Scotland's targets to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The public sector has an important role to play in this, not only by reducing its own emissions, but by influencing, supporting others to do the same.
Now, you said there that the use of energy has remained pretty steady over the last few years, but that spending has gone up by 21%. What's going on here?
Although the overall amount of energy used by the public sector remained largely the same between April 2006 and March 2009, its spending on energy increased by 21% to over £322 million. This is due to rising energy prices.
If price rises are having that much of an impact, does that suggest that no matter how hard the public sector tries, it's not going to be able to reduce spending? Is it unrealistic to ask public bodies to do that?
Becoming more efficient in how they use their energy can help public bodies manage rising energy prices. To keep rises in energy costs to a minimum, it's important that public bodies give more thought to energy efficiency in the way that they build, manage, and use their buildings. They also need to encourage changes in staff behaviour to help keep energy use down.
Now, in the report and in your news release, you say that the energy performance of public buildings in particular presents a challenge for improving energy efficiency. Why are you saying that?
The energy performance of buildings is rated on a scale from A to G, with A being excellent. However, over 70% of public buildings have one of the lowest three ratings. This shows the scale of the challenge in improving the energy performance of public buildings. But cuts in budgets for capital projects mean that public bodies may find it increasingly difficult to fund energy efficiency measures in their buildings.
And just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
Our report makes a number of recommendations for both the Scottish Government and public bodies. We'd like to see public bodies working closely with the Scottish Government to help implement its Energy Efficiency Action Plan, which was published in October. We'd also like to see consistent information on energy performance being collected across the whole public sector. And public bodies need to collect more accurate information to help them identify where emissions from transport use can be reduced. We'd also like to see public bodies give greater consideration to energy efficiency in the way that they build, manage, and use their buildings.
Rebecca, thank you very much.